Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, welcome to our Japa Inspirations. Everything becomes so easy when there is taste. And this granting of taste is something which Krishna readily does for his devotee. We only need to ask him for this. There's a prayer by Yamuna Acharya. He says, O Lord, please listen as I make before this one petition, which is not false, but utterly sincere. If you do not bestow your mercy upon me, it will be extremely difficult for you to find a more befitting recipient of your mercy. When we sit down and do our japa, it's very good to focus on Krishna and then pray to him that he grants us a taste for our devotional practice. By taste, we get the wings which we need for our soul to fly to Krishna. When I sat this morning on my favorite bench, there were the trees were in blossom, there were bees around, the sun was rising, and I was distracted like anything by the surroundings. At that time, I could choose. Will I chant in this nice, distracted spring state of mind? Or will I go for an even higher devotional experience, which gives even more pleasure to the soul? And I decided to do like this. Let me simply listen to the holy name and pray to Krishna that he please maintain my practice by granting me the possibility to focus, to be with the chanting. And then I chanted, and all of a sudden I got so much taste that everything else, the nature's beauty around me, became a backdrop for a wonderful devotional experience. So sit down and pray to Krishna that he allows you to come with your chanting on the spiritual platform where you are connected with him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.